brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are, gathered round for another sud segment, where life isn't like a box of chocolates. It's more like a mixed six-pack from the grocery store. Sometimes you get the fresh hopped IPA, and sometimes you get the dill pickle milk stout.
Ew.
Yeah, we've all
I'm
been
sure
there.
Somebody's made one.
Oh, God.
If they haven't, they will.
Oh, it's coming. I am one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is the amazing good old boy Kendall.
Hi, how are you?
Fresh off a very special day.
Yeah. Which day? Yeah, I just finished a 26-mile bike ride, so there's that. Let's see if I can get through this.
That was a terrible decision.
It was a bad decision.
Summer of questionable decisions.
Was that before or after you started drinking?
Luckily before.
Okay. Well, that doesn't even make sense.
Good old boy Sparky, hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I ran 5.8 miles in the Warner Parks today, which is also terrible.
That's my decision. God. That's like, they come in here, they accomplish all this stuff, and like, we ordered pizza and set up the mics.
So we're wrong. We're wrong and you're right in this one. I want to be on your plan.
Good old boy Dave, hey.
Name something women love that starts with a D.
Dave, I see what you did there.
That's adorable.
I know. Just like me.
Today's episode is another installment of... Okay, I thought I'd have a good sound effect. Well, isn't that overwhelming?
Like, they can't just...
They can't just show up.
Wow. Whoopee cushion? I feel like that one.
Well, it's another installment of our annual dive, and I mean dive, into the dark and sick abyss that is good old boy Dave's imagination. The summer of questionable decisions.
It was good. That was very dramatic.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Almost Shakespearean.
Okay, so, good old boy Dave, what are we drinking today? What's the crazy stuff that you bought at the yard sale? Or is it maybe vodka infused with six different kinds of cake batter?
No.
Oh.
Today, we'll actually be drinking beer. And some of it is probably good. some of it's probably not. And it might even be good for you. But I'm going to look into that cake batter thing for next summer.
Curses.
Today, yeah. Instead of drinking gin and juice, we'll be drinking beer and juice. That's right. We'll be drinking Shandy's and Radler's.
Ooh.
Nice.
Rattler.
Yeah, I see what he... Oh, man. That's... I'm really slow. But I mean, normally am.
We're on a different level of humor here.
I know. Man, pull the pin and run.
Okay, good old boy Kendall. Would you mind telling us the difference? Well, what makes a Shandy and a Radler, and what is the difference between...
Here we go. It'd be my pleasure. So, what is the difference between a Radler and a Shandy? Both are a mix of juice and beer, with that beer being Pilsner or other light lager, or maybe a blonde ale, in a 50-50 combination. But the juice you choose to use, along with where each drink was originally invented, is where you find the difference. A Shandy calls for its juice to be lemonade, and only lemonade if we're being strict about it. Radler, on the other hand, can be made with a mix of beer and any form of fruit juice. The Shandy hails from Great Britain and was invented in the 1850s. The Radler was invented about 70 years later in Bavaria and came out of necessity when beer garden owner Franz Xaver Kugler was running low on beer and was afraid his customers would start to get angry if he ran out. He mixed what he had left with citrus juice he had on hand, providing his patrons with a beer-like concoction that kept them sloshed and happy instead of tearing his place down when the kegs ran dry. And as a side note, Radler is German for a cyclist.
Huh. See?
So I was rattling today.
Bam. Rattle around his
own. How appropriate.
How much do you want to bet that Franz Xaver Kugler charged full price for
Totally.
Water Town
beer. You probably charged extra.
Yeah. Yes. Like, what are you talking about? This is still the same stuff. Well,
and you have to drink more. You have to buy more to get away.
Now it's limited edition.
They must have been sloshed if he was able to pass off half beer, half juice, and they didn't care and kept drinking.
Yeah. So most of that beer was probably start out like 4% ABV. So you're drinking like 2%.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it wasn't even that boozy to begin with.
Yeah.
You have to really work hard to get hammered.
While you do that, that's when you start charging to use the restroom, too.
Oh. That's how they get you, man.
Yeah. Diabolical. Yep.
Very diabolical. All right. Well, thank you, Kendall. That was awesome, as always. Go to Boy Sparky. Why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We will be discussing and rating these beers with our suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. That sucks. Give me anything but a Bud Light Lemon. 2. Was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body should really not make that sound. And then 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
That always gets me.
Yeah.
How it goes on.
It's extended.
And I feel bad for Mike's wife when he was recording these.
I feel bad for Mike's wife all the time.
She's a saint.
She's a trooper.
Yes. Yes. All right. Let's get on to those beers, I guess. Yeah. As we often do, we're going to be tasting these beers blind. And as we go through each one, we'll rate it. We'll call out the fruit, declare it a Shandy or a Radler, and this is going to be fun. It is. All right. After my co-hosts have chimed in one-on-one, then I'll introduce it and let you know how smart they are.
Down with that.
No thoughts? All right.
No
words?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't have thoughts, honey. I leave that to you.
Does this stuff have electrolytes in it? I feel like it should have electrolytes
all
in
right.
it.
And antioxidants.
Let's kick it off with A.
All right. A beer?
Yes, a beer. Nice, yellowy, colory thing.
Everyone seems impressed.
I think...
It's not offensive.
It's not offensive.
It's not. it doesn't offend me.
It's not great, but... I don't get a lot of fruit juice on the nose. It smells like a beer. Mm-hmm. And then when you drink it, there's this weird sweetness, a little bit of that citric acidity, but...
Like a vague lemony...
It's pretty balanced. And I think that it's great that these are cold, because I would imagine as these get warmer, it's going to get much worse.
And I'm thinking that super cold is the way to go with all of these, no matter what.
Well, they're meant to be refreshing.
And it kind of is.
By the way, fun fact, I've actually got a video of me getting John Leinenkugel to chug the first summer shandy of the year in February. We were out doing a little tour on the town, but I got John Leinenkugel to do that with me to chug.
Yeah, they are huge in the shandies.
They are a lot.
I think a lot of people even know about shandies because of the Leinies.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that maybe this is like lemony or you know what I mean?
It's definitely lemony.
It's not the raspberry one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Call.
It's lemon, good but call. It's not good lemon. It's like almost furniture polish lemon.
Country time lemonade flavor of furniture polish.
This lemon was a powder.
Yeah, at I was some getting a hint of pledge. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And it's, I'm making just some kind of base pilsner.
Yeah, but you get the weedy graininess kind of thing going on, but yeah, it's nothing. Yeah.
I'd say it's kind of meh.
Meh. That's fair. It's drinkable on a hot day. If somebody handed me one, I'd drink it. But
sure.
Do
that. Yeah. Maybe? Okay. Yeah. We're going to rate it a 3.
Okay. So we're saying lemon.
Okay.
So we're saying it's a Shandy or a Radler.
I think it's a Shandy.
Yeah, okay. I would go Shandy.
Shandy. Okay.
Going Shandy.
We're going Shandy. Full Shandy.
Okay. Well, you're right on the fruit.
Aw, man.
Okay. You're right on the fruit, but it is considered a Radler.
Okay. All right.
4.5% ABV.
Oh.
Okay.
This tart refreshing brew is our take on a Bavarian Radler, named for cyclists who inspire it. Traditionally a mixture of beer and lemonade, our version combines a crisp golden Helles with a blend of real lemons to create a fresh squeezed flavor, perfect for the long yet fleeting days of summer. Wow. Brought to you by the City of Boston.
Oh.
Boston Beer Company.
Porch Rocker.
Yeah. Porch Rocker Lemon Radler.
So,
have you guys had that before?
But not pills. Huh?
Have you had it before?
I don't have enough time to tell you.
Oh,
we go back. We go way back.
You've rocked some porches.
Oh my God.
Summer of questionable decisions. Yes. The
porch is rocking. Every summer. Don't bother nothing.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Shall we move on to B?
We shall.
Shall.
And B is another.
This one yellowy definitely has
more citrus on the nose than this one.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It's almost like an essence kind of thing. Like, now I want to make a cocktail with.
Yeah.
I'm saying grapefruit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd go with grapefruit.
Oh, yeah. That's grapefruit. And this is definitely a Radler. And I'm not mad. The beer vanishes on this one.
But it finishes clean. The sweetness goes away, and I'm digging this. This is a little bit better than the last one. The citrus is there. You get way more acidity, which is what I want when I'm drinking something.
Yeah, to fight you on them.
Yeah.
This is kind of punchy. I think this is a nice use.
This a lot.
Yeah, this is got something. There's a little extra zhuzh to it, and maybe it's pithiness, but
it seems a little bit sweeter than the Porch Rocker was, but not like too much.
But it does dry out though.
Yeah,
in the finish, right. It doesn't leave you with that cloying sweetness. Yeah.
Well, we'll be back to reveal this one in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone.
Thanks.
Today is another summer of questionable decisions. And today,
wait, do you guys shake the nozzle?
Subtle.
See,
maybe subtle. After the show.
Yeah. God. So, Dave, what are we? What is our questionable decision today?
Apparently for Kendall and Sparky, it was showing up here.
Yeah.
Today we are drinking Shandies and Radlers, which are a mix of light beer and fruity juice.
Juice or juices. No, you're right. Okay. So, right before the break, we were talking about something otherwise known as B, and
it was good.
It is really good.
It is really good. And it was really interesting to go back and revisit the first thing that we tried after this. And I think you said it's like cardboard in comparison, you know? And it really, like, there is no comparison. Like, this is a lot.
Yeah. They need to leave A on the porch.
Yeah. I mean, maybe with tea in the sun it would help. I don't know. It's really night and day. And this, okay, disclaimer, before this episode, when we realized like what we were going to do, I was like, oh my God, this is just going to be Lemon Pledge all the way, like all day long. Like, you know what I mean? Because right, yeah, my preconception about a few of these that I've had over the years is just always, ugh. But this gives me hope. Like, no, I mean that it could be more than that. And maybe it's sure, because I haven't had a lot of, I mean, this does taste different, like in terms of grapefruit, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, compared to lemon. And maybe I just need to look out for grapefruity rat like things. I don't know.
I think you can. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think lemon is just a flavor that can be ruined so mm-hmm, easily and artfully executed.
Lemon's a lot like peach. You know, it can get washed mm-hmm, away very yeah, easily.
And also tastes really artificial.
And yeah. And strawberry. You know, I think strawberry, peach, and lemon are three flavors that people want to use a lot, but they're kind of hard.
Will this
they're
go easy full to mess skittles? Up.
Yeah. Yeah. And the
grapefruit in this is perfect. And it's just really well made. And I know there's some German Radlers out there. And I'm thinking this one is a German one because they've been doing it a while. They've kind of figured it out. So that's my guess.
All right.
Okay, well, we are going to rate B a 4. Let me talk about this for a second.
Is it going to blow our minds?
Okay, they forged their own path in the beer landscape. So when it comes to crafting a Radler, it's no different. This Radler is based on their award-winning lager recipe.
Oh my God. There we go.
But
oh
features God, hints of natural grapefruit, grape, and lemon juice just to round out what? The truly unique ooh, taste profile. Developed with 15% real juice, and it's brewed but to 4% ABV by volume. Moosehead Grapefruit Radler offers more kick than its Radler counterparts.
Oh my God.
Wow. So it isn't American. I was right on that.
Yes.
But it's Canadian?
You should have gone north instead
who
of going.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, strange brew.
I did not
brew.
Think Canadians would make a good Radler.
No, I did not. Well,
I didn't think Moosehead would make a good beer.
We knew it would have been polite, but nothing else.
Yeah. Look, goes well with poutine and
I was
denim.
Shocked when that I is, found it.
That is not what I would have expected at all. And now I kind of like... I kind of want to get some.
I know, right?
Oh, and speaking of Canada, I was looking up Shandy's before we started, and in some parts of French-speaking Quebec, Shandy's are known as a panache.
Ooh, a panache.
Interesting.
So, got a little panache.
See, oui, like oui.
We just got moose-headed, y'all.
And it's so funny because when I saw it on the shelf, I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. Like, because my expectations were
sure,
here.
Right.
And now.
Yeah. Okay. So anybody can surprise us.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay, it's Canada.
It's good to have that happen. Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's all right. Let's move on to C.
Wow.
Smells like bubblegum.
Yeah. There's something weird going on the nose on that.
Yeah.
Kind of like puke. Oh dear. Well, and that's a show, everybody.
Wow, that is just weird.
Yeah. Not a good weird.
What is that?
What happened? What did you guys do? Did you leave this out in the sun for a couple of days?
This I can't remember what brand it is, but this reminds me of some cheap fruity bubble gum that.
Oh, like I've fruit stripe gum. Like,
yeah. But something no, like oh, artificial
just,
candy.
It just keeps going for days. Oh man, I wish you could see the look on Juliana's face. I've never seen that. I know Dave's seen that face before, but I have never seen
see,
that
face.
See,
I wake up to it every day.
Yeah, I know. Man, it's that she look was going through like a life journey there. Like,
it's the look of intense disappointment only a husband can know.
I'm just trying to figure out what this is. Like,
hey, see you run.
This is not natural.
No, it's very something candy-ish.
Yeah, candy. Yeah, I was thinking like those like Willy Wonka and like the weird stuff that I grew up with.
Sure,
runts
sure,
or
exactly
something like that.
Runts. Like. It tastes like runts.
It's like runts.
Oh my gosh. This is
that
bad.
Is yeah. To the Z
I mean, unless you like runts.
Disgusting.
But no.
I don't get any beer whatsoever. This
I can't
is
finish
just a,
this.
Just
like oh, and a, it just keeps going.
It's like a fruit. Goes. It's just like a bad fruit soda.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Terrible.
It's like somebody watered down a Gozo.
It's good. It's good that we had one that is not, well, sucks ass. This sucks ass. This is not a good time.
So do we know the fruit of this thing?
Yes, runts.
Okay. Okay. And are we going to say this runt is a rattler because I know or?
I think it's a Shandy.
I think it's a rattler again.
It has, so it's not lemonade. So it has to be a rattler.
Yeah. Okay. And
I know what fruits are because I know what it is.
Okay.
I'm about to open up these crackers. Start
force-feeding
them.
So it is watermelon and lime.
Ooh.
Wait, is that literally what it is? You know this to be true?
Yes, I know it to be true.
So, okay, what are we going to rate this?
It's number one.
What's the lowest thing we have?
One.
Is there anything lower? Is there like a zero?
So, this is from Oakland, California, and this is a sparkling watermelon lime rattler at 4.2% ABV, and they couldn't even give me... It's from Two Pitchers Brewing.
So, Two Pitchers Brewing is... Their mission was to brew craft rattlers.
Well,
wow.
Yeah.
Not everybody gets to be an astronaut.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
So
will there be counseling session after this?
Yeah.
So for us, okay, good. All right.
Now I'm curious if that's all they make, I'd like to taste the rest, but this one, I mean, just doesn't work.
If this is one of your main things, like you're bringing this to the table, dude, come on.
The Tower of Power is very sad with this beer.
All right. We need a change of pace. Sparky, do we have a topic worthy of discussion?
Well, I do. You know, I've been getting some of the newest news wires out there, and it turns out, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but apparently there's this new effort in Iceland, you know, because they've been impacted by travel, you know, supply chain issues. So they've started this new service where Icelandic horses will compose your out-of-office emails for you. You can have that done. How about that?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
A miniature horse, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's this horse, and it's got this giant keyboard on the ground that it's taught to tap out these things. And, you know, mostly there's gibberish. There's three or five of these. And they're most of the time gibberish, but every now and then, you know, you get, it was the best of times, it was the blurst of times.
So wait, you're saying that the horses can't spell?
Well, no. No, not, well, I mean, I can't read Icelandic.
Oh, so maybe that's what it is.
That might.
Maybe they're typing it in Icelandic.
It could be. But you know, like, you know how it's really tough to like clean the dust out of your keyboard? True. Horse crap is even worse.
Horse crap and sand.
Yeah, yeah, that's tough.
So wait. So you could leave an out-of-office message that is total gibberish.
Correct.
But it was written by a horse.
I think that's a good... Horse. I think if you go to HR with that kind of... What had happened was, I feel like that gets you out of it. Because it was a horse.
Well, a horse wrote it.
It's true. And it was adorable. Yes. It was adorable.
He was like 3 feet high.
Until it crapped on the home row. Then things got a little bit messy. Yeah. It's a lot of horse poop.
Don't poop on the space bar.
You use that a lot. Brown finger.
Hi, this is Dave. I'll be out of the office from...
I'm just kind of speechless. Who had the idea that we're going to have a horse use a giant keyboard to write messages?
And someone
people are paying them to do this.
So Iceland is a tiny country. There's not a lot to do. I think there's volcanoes.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know,
millennials love to vacation there. Mm-hmm. That's like a thing. Well, it was until the airline thing exploded, but it was a good run.
Well, you know,
for a minute there,
Bjork is one of their major exports.
That's true. So, and she's adorable.
She's like a little pixie.
She really is. Yeah.
So maybe they were, channeling, what would she do?
I think they've been eating a lot of mushrooms or something.
I mean, small country, get bored. I mean, how many times am I kidding? I'm bored.
Small country, small
horses. I'll go train a horse to tap on a keyboard, son. Yeah. I can't help
you. There you go.
Yeah.
It's on you.
Get out there and earn a living.
Yeah.
All right.
So, well, is there a website where we can read some of these emails?
Because
I would love to read some of these.
Yeah, well, here's one right here. It's big BX.
But that's Icelandic. Yeah. So you would have to translate that to English.
I know.
That's,
mine is Icelandic, not that for, great.
I'll return to the office in exactly. 2 3 weeks. Yeah.
So how do we know it's gibberish? We can't read Icelandic.
That's true. I'm not judging.
Or horse. I'm not judging. For that matter.
And, you know, look, it's Europe. So they probably get, you know, like a 4 month sabbatical because, you know.
It's Europe.
It's Europe.
It's Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You yeah. know? Why not?
That's all a right. thing.
Okay.
Well, I think that washed the taste of that last.
Yeah. No, it didn't, Dave. Nothing ever will.
Sparky, I'm there. Trying to move on.
A lot okay. of therapy and meds.
Let's, yeah. So let's move on and let's go to D. And
I'm sure this will be much better.
Hey, first thing, doesn't smell like runts on the nose.
Nice.
That's like already win-win. Huge win.
Mm-hmm. Win-win.
Mm. It's not.
Hmm.
It's not B, but it's not C.
I feel like this is a Shandy.
It's very creamy.
Yes. And the beer comes through. You know there's some beer in this.
Yeah.
It's not overwhelmed by the fruit juice, which tastes like a, I'd say just a very light lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely plenty of citrus. Although, Yeah, there's quite a bit of citrus. It's definitely more lemon than Porch Rattler or yeah. Porch Rocker.
Yeah.
Porch Rattler.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
Not like the last one.
Julie, how do you like this?
Well, I guess if I was looking for a beer with a hint of fruit, this would be the way to go. This yeah. is very beer.
It is very beer driven.
It's less Rattler. It's more like a lemon.
It's also less sweet beer. Than...
Yeah. Oh, there's yeah. no... There's like hardly any sweetness mm-mm. to this. Yeah.
Very
no,
little
no,
sweetness.
No, no, so...
Like, I would like a little bit more in this, I think.
So, I guess if I was a beer liker, not lover...
I think you are.
But if I was, if I liked beer and I wanted a little fruit in my beer, then I would go with this. But it's got this... The beerness of this isn't... artisanal, if that mm-hmm. makes any sense.
Okay.
Like this
you
doesn't
don't find
seem,
it to be a well-crafted base beer.
Yeah, this doesn't seem to be crafty.
I don't know.
Not like that moose head.
It just for real, dude.
So good.
I find this one to be kind of like a, it's kind of like the Porch Rocker. It's kind of just meh to me. You
know? Yeah. Meh is my,
But it doesn't, I don't think there's enough fruit there to be, you know, like a Rattler or Shandy.
Yeah, it's, I think it's a little unbalanced. I think it's more beer than it is
which
fruit.
Is weird for me to say, like, I need less beer in my Shandy.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But it does, I think like what you said, it doesn't, like, it feels like the base beer is just, like, not that spectacular.
Yeah. And I think we're learning and seeing just how important the balance is.
Yeah.
You need a really good beer and you need some good quality fruit juice and then it might work.
Sure.
And you need to put the right proportion and balance it out.
Yeah.
So I would probably.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to rate this a 2.
Okay.
And let's talk about this for a minute. So crisp Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Their own unique take on Franz Kugler's original Munich Tavern tradition. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy is our traditional Weiss beer with refreshing natural lemonade flavor.
I'm sorry, John Leinenkugel.
Making it the perfect summer beer.
But you know what? This is probably what I think you would expect a Leinenkugel to taste like.
And did you know that in 2012, the Summer Shandy won a silver at GABF?
Must have been a down
year.
A
tough year.
in the fruit wheat beer category.
Oh, that was the year there were 2 entries.
And the other one was the Runtz beer.
Bud Light Lime.
You got this.
So, took the gold. Okay. And I guess maybe it's the weediness of this that was getting to me. You know what I mean? That I was tasting and the creaminess of it, right?
Makes a lot of sense.
Sure. Okay. I guess if you like wheat beers,
moist.
Maybe this is for you.
Moist.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of people drinking a lot of this.
Yeah.
They sell a ton of this beer. Sure. And you see it moving at the supermarket and it's like, wow.
I mean, if you're
it really is. Like, I just want to, like, take him to, like, Stiegel. Like, have you tried this? Because just try this. Or Moosehead now.
You go, you know, if you're going out to the lake or whatever, you know.
Oh, my God.
Grab a couple six packs of summer shandy and do your thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's like Juliana said, if you like beer, you don't love beer, and you just want something easy that'll be okay in the heat, and you're like sweating your...
Not beer-flavored beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that beer out of my beer.
Yeah, I think that even that is just too rich. That creaminess on a boat, I would not like that.
Yeah.
If I'm going to sit on a pontoon all day, I'd rather just drink natural ice.
I love you. That's amazing.
Yeah. Came out of his words, folks.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
He said it.
There's a time and a place for every...
This is every a beer. Highly trained beer professional right here. Yeah, I will just take a natty ice over this.
Be done with it. All right. Let's
get you there.
Let's find the fruit in this next one.
It's brown. If you're red, green, colorblind.
So, yeah, now we're colorblind tasting.
It's pretty sweet.
It is sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap, that is very sweet.
Oh, wow. Did you guys put extra sugar in this?
I stuck my finger in it. That's why it's so sweet.
No. It's true.
It's straight up raspberry juice.
Yeah.
I'm getting raspberry soda.
Yeah. That's a lot of sugar.
So much sugar. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
All right. So I feel like you get, like, if you drank a ton of this stuff, you would get the most monster hangover I mean, like, this would wreck you. I mean, you'd have to drink a lot.
If the diabetes didn't get you first.
Diabetes.
Man, it's just
diabetes.
It kind of tastes like Kool-Aid.
It does.
Carbonated Kool-Aid.
I'm not getting any, like, beer at all. Hold on. I'm going to go back in.
You can give this to
a little
kids.
I'm getting a little bit of... I'm really trying hard to find the beer in
this. There's a good reason for that, too. There's a very good reason for that.
Okay. Is it alcoholic Kool-Aid?
What are we going to rate this?
Yeah. What do you guys want to rate it? Okay.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, ladies and gents, this is Stiegel. Berry-like.
Wow.
2% ABV. Stiegel Gobrau and sweet, fruity raspberry soda joined together to refresh with an enchantingly red, soft berry-like treat.
They just used a lot of raspberry soda.
It's 40% Stiegel and 60% fruit juice.
Yeah,
soda.
I believe that. What do they call it? Berry Lake?
It's just called Himberry.
It's just called disappointment.
We'll be back in just a minute, folks. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone. Today is another day of summer of questionable decisions. And we have been waxing...
Long life of questionable decisions for me.
Well, true. But today specifically, good old boy Dave, what are we talking about?
Shandies and Radlers.
Nice. Okay. So we just finished talking about that last one.
Stiegel.
Yeah.
Kingberry. Raspberry. Radler. Not great.
I expect better from Stiegler.
Yeah.
Their grapefruit Radler is just one of the best.
Well, it really is.
And that was a choice by us because they had three. They had a lemon, a grapefruit, and then they had the raspberry. And we already had some lemon ones and some grapefruit. So I was like, well, let's just...
And we knew that the grapefruit is...
The gold standard.
Pretty much, yeah. You know what I mean? So we wanted to see what another would be. So there's
this. This was designed for Woo Girls on Pedal Taverns.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to F.
Okay.
Back to the original color.
Man, so much grapefruit. So much grapefruit.
It's grapefruit, but it's not like the moose head.
No, no, no. This actually tastes more like real grapefruit. Like real grapefruit.
Like you're drinking grapefruit.
Yeah, here. I just squeezed the grapefruit and that like almost
pulpiness.
Because
there's that pithiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well said.
It's just hard to grow grapefruit in Canada.
That's true.
It's true. Fair.
But this tastes realistic.
It does. It is not a fake grapefruit.
Yeah. And it might even have something else in it too. Like
a little pineapple?
I could see that.
Something.
I'm getting something tropical.
Something. You know what I mean? So it's not just because the moose head was like a pure grapefruit. This one's got a little zhuzh to it or something. I don't know.
You're finding zhuzh in a lot of different places.
Well,
you know.
Looking for it.
Girls always looking for some zhuzh.
Okay, so not bad. Not offensive.
Okay, how does it... Would you rather have this one or the moose head?
Moose head.
Moose head, yeah.
Yeah, the moose is on the loose. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is good. A little sweet. I'd like a little more beer in it.
Yeah. I think the moose head is for the beer lovers in life, and this is for the others in life, if that makes sense.
Like those people.
Well, the ones that don't care as much. Mm. You know what I mean?
You can have a beer or a mimosa. Like,
what should I go for? Yeah,
beer mimosa.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay. Mm. We're going to rate this a 3.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So this is another one from Two Pitchers. Okay. In Oakland, California. Right. And this is their Radler Lager with grapefruit and blood orange.
Oh.
5.1% ABV. So this one is the highest ABV out of the entire group.
Wow. I think that's part of the problem.
Well,
I think they're... Like the Stiegel is 2%. So they took a 4% beer. They cut it in half and made it, 2%. I think they could have gone a higher ratio, but that's if you're talking about how a Radler's made. That's how a Radler's made. You make a beer, and then you cut it in half. I don't think these guys are doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but at least it wasn't rum flavored,
and at least we can see that they can make a decent one. I mean, this one was much better than a watermelon lime.
So
and
much it, better.
And it's I think one of the better ones we've had.
Yeah.
We will never speak of the watermelon line again. Never happened.
No, we won't.
We actually went to the Christian Science Reading Room and studied the word instead of drinking that beer. That's how I remember this day.
And you know what? Honestly, stick to a decent fruit. Like, if you're going to do a Radler or a Shandy, the grapefruits go well. The lemons can go well. Just stick away from
it. It is very difficult to make a good watermelon beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dangerous fruit.
Watermelons, cucumbers, kiwis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tricky.
There's only two watermelons that I can, like beers that I can think of that are actually decent. And one is 21st Amendment's watermelon beer.
One from Wicked Weed and there's one from Paradox.
The Paradox is the other one. The salty, great one.
Wasn't there like a Ballast Point watermelon?
Yes.
Yeah, watermelon Dorado. That thing was dangerous. I think it's like 10%.
Yeah.
It'll whoop you.
Yeah, that did.
All right, let's try G.
Yes, let's get to the last one.
I like this a lot. Even as it's kind of warmed up a little bit, it's not ice cold.
Yep. This is a good one.
Yeah. Lemon.
Mm-hmm. A little beer, lemon together.
Yeah.
Crisp, refreshing, no weird aftertaste.
The lemon's nice on this. Yeah. Like, really...
Not furniture polish.
No. This is legit.
I like this one. It's a little more juicier.
Mm-hmm. Good base beer.
Sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sweet on the front end, but you get the beer on the back to balance it out. Like, this is well done.
This makes me happy.
Good. Weird that this could make you happy. Okay, so this is lemon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And...
It's a...
I think it's a Shandy. Is it? Or no? What do you
guys think? I'll say Shandy.
Yep. I'll go Shandy too.
Let's go Shandy.
Okay. Then we're going to rate this a 4. Okay. You might be surprised about this one. 4.9% ABV. This shandy has soft aromas and flavors of lemon from our favorite local lemonade made by Guernsey Farm Dairy.
Narragansett?
No. In blank. We blend a specially developed lager with a lot of this tasty lemonade for a tart, sweet, lemony beverage, which goes great with hot weather, mowing lawns, sitting out on a warm evening on the porch, or vacations somewhere. This shandy will be available during the summer months, and we're excited for our friends in Michigan and all over the U.S. and a few lucky in Europe to try it. Coming from Williamston, Michigan, Old Nation Brewing Company Shandy.
Wow. Yeah.
That's who would have thought that Old Nation?
I forgot all about Old Nation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that M40, whatever?
M43?
Yeah.
It's a
How
great
can
IPA.
You forget M43? Oh,
it's a great beer.
It is.
It's a good shandy.
Isn't it though?
It is. It's nice. It's very
like,
nice.
I'm impressed.
It's $25 for a four pack.
So, like, overall, what do you guys think about this flight? This, you know, these two sort of similar styles, you know, they're tied together in history. Like, what do you guys think about this all in all?
I can enjoy them in the right circumstance. You know, it's like if it's blazing hot, it's summertime, yeah. Somebody hands you one. But we've seen there's a big variety in quality and in flavor. And so yeah. I would say if you're really wanting to drink shandies and rattlers, try to maybe sample a few first before you go buy a couple cases. Because yep. I think there's a personal taste component to this too, that some people are going to like them more than I did. Some people are going to like them less. So figure out what you like, you know, look for that balance, what kind of fruit you want to see in it. And, you know, try to find one that, because you can probably find one that fits that bill that you're going to love. It's just going to take a little looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really second the right circumstance. I remember the maddest I've ever been in my father-in-law was I got a whole bunch of Stiegel Radler grapefruit, and I was up on the lake up in Hendersonville, and I kept throwing him cans and he kept dropping them into the lake. And like, I literally threw him $10 of beer that he just dropped into the lake. That's retail, folks.
Wow.
$10 retail. So furious with him.
Wow. Okay. Well, in the essence of fun, because we're here and it's all about fun, we decided
we're all about fun.
To make our own blend.
Because maybe this is an alternative that people could try.
Yeah.
If you have a good base Pilsner or Blonde Ale that you really enjoy, I think that's the important thing, is you start with a good beer. Hey.
I've got lemonade at home. I've got beer at home. Yeah. So let's see what happens.
Cross the streams, guys.
So today we are using the Yazoo Pilsner, which we all know and like a lot, along with...
She used the word like a lot.
I know.
And then we're using Doritos.
Doritos?
Doritos.
Oh, Doritos.
Pineapple soda.
I went too heavy on the soda. It's a very sugary soda. I should have pulled back.
Okay.
I went about 50-50 on mine.
Yeah, I did a good 50-50.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
I'm doing a taste of each on its own, and mm-hmm. then I'm gonna figure out my own blend.
I would go heavier on the beer.
Yeah.
I think the
soda's sweet.
It's very sweet.
Yeah. I did 50-50, it's too much. Let me see this can here. I'm gonna
fix it.
Yeah, just add a little more Pilsner.
Yes, please.
And I think it would vary with the beer too. Like a Helles, it's got a little more sweetness, a little more forward flavor than a Pilsner. So you might use more soda on that.
I'd say 2/3 Yazoo Pils and about 1/3 Doritos.
Yeah,
that fixed
it. It's just a nice kind of...
Is it Jaritos or Jaritos?
Probably Jaritos.
Or maybe Jaritos.
I am really sorry.
Okay. Maybe it is.
Once again. Yeah, we did it, guys.
Can't go
you know
to Mexico
what, though?
Now.
For this being pineapple,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of impressed by it.
I like it.
You know?
It's tasty.
Yeah.
This is good.
I think maybe people should forget about the watermelon and go with the pineapple.
Yeah, that 2/3, 1/3 was the way. Yeah.
Well, I think you want to pick a good soda. And that was something I read that, like, pick a soda that uses cane sugar instead of like corn syrup or something.
That makes sense.
Yeah, this is nice. Huh.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'm kind of impressed by it.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it was. It was fun.
So what would we rate this? In the right proportion, of course.
I mean, if you get it right, it could go all the way to, I don't know if it go to 5.
No.
I almost said something crazy. But I think for the sheer fun of it and doing it yourself, I think we should 4. Go with a 4.
Okay. We'll go with the 4 for this particular blend.
It's so weird. I don't know what it is. I mean, I love making cocktails and mixology, but I just have a real hang up about mixing beer and like cocktails and you know, that kind of thing. I don't know why though. It's so strange.
Beer cocktails are a thing.
I know
they are. Some people do a really good job with them.
I know they do.
Some are good. Yeah. Like,
it's my own hang ups.
That, what is that? Guinness and black? That was Robina?
Yes. It's, oh, yeah. Okay. So, fun little story. I was in Dublin one night at this place called the Harry Lemon.
Dublin, Idaho. Okay.
Hey, why not, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at the bar and just ordered up a regular Guinness, you know, because, I mean, hey, when in Dublin, you got to order Guinness, right? And this guy comes up to me and, you know, he had heard me speak for a couple minutes and he's like, okay, you're not a local, clearly. And I'm like, what gave you the first clue? And he's like, you need to have a Guinness in black. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like black and tan? Like where we're going? No. So he's like, you know, he knew the bartender and said, hey, give her a Guinness in black. And it's Guinness, but they put a raspberry liqueur to it. So it gets this like really pretty raspberry head to it.
Interesting.
And it turns Guinness that we all know and love so much almost into a dessert drink.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Crazy.
And that's cool too, because Guinness is actually technically red.
Yeah.
It is.
So, yeah, you need to try that sometime.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared of blending.
Yeah, so when I blend it, Robina, you can get in the like European section of the grocery store, and it comes in a plastic bottle like about this high. It's a blackcurrant.
Yeah, it's just a big syrup.
Yeah. And then just pour it in. Like I pour it in first and then put the Guinness
on
over
top.
It.
Yeah. Ah, nice, man.
That sounds tasty.
It actually is. And it really brings out the sweetness in Guinness that you don't otherwise taste on its own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of fun things you can mix into beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boilermakers. Yeah.
You know, other beer. You know? Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of stuff. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, to please bicyclists and patrons who may overrun your tap handles, I feel like this is a good way to go.
I mean, I think it's way better than hard seltzer.
Yeah, man, I'm just not feeling that stuff.
I tried. We gave it a good run, but it just didn't.
It's not.
It's just not very satisfying.
No,
it's not.
Right. Even
which is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say even just non-alc seltzers. I feel like I'm drinking less of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. You know, and I think the fact that it's so unsatisfying forces you to drink more of them. <It's> not, well, that one didn't work. I'm going to try another 5.
Dadgummit, I'm going to get there.
Sooner or later.
Yeah. One way or the other, I'm getting there. Yeah, but I like this, is the idea that it's, you know, good for cyclists or, you know, you're running 5-6 miles.
God, that was dumb.
Biking 26 miles.
Yeah. That was awesome. Dang, man.
Although, I think I'd just rather have a beer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you guys had the right answer. We were wrong. I think that if anything that we've learned today is that we were wrong and you were right. There we go.
Go straight to the beer.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, just
cut out the middle, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just do that.
Got to drink twice as much.
But I guess if you have to and if you want to go with something that's refreshing, that's not like a Pilsner, then you can, you know.
I think this was definitely a questionable decision, but I think all in all, I was impressed with more of the fight than I was insulted
by. Yeah, I didn't know what we were getting into, and I'm pretty sure we just got some electrolytes, too, so that's like a recovery beverage.
Yeah,
I think this is a fun way, especially for people that aren't huge beer people, to experience a little bit of beer and have a great summer drink.
Yeah, dude, it's like I'm drinking juice, man. Drinking juice.
Yeah, Beer flavored juice. Sure.
Get off my back, Mom. I'm drinking juice.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, that is going to do it for today's questionable decision episode. I'd like to thank everyone for being here today and indulging on this little escapade that we went
Wackiness.
On. Go to Boy Kendall.
It was a pleasure. This was very eye-opening for me, and I discovered something I liked, and wow, Moosehead, way to go.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy Sparky, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I also was kind of, I was like, oh, Rattler is fine. And it actually ended up being really lovely.
It's crazy how that works.
Except for the runts.
Oh. Mm. We won't discuss the runts.
One in every crowd.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, thanks for, you know, stuff. It's good. Good seeing you.
Stuff and things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stuff and things.
Yes, of course.
All of it.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Thanks for hanging out with us. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback. And you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.